Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my weekly opportunity to bring you my favorite songs. And I do mean my favorites. I love sitting here listening to my own songs. I pick them out. It's like a special treat for me each week. And the fact that I get to share them with others, and sometimes others like them, that's just adds to the whole thing. Tonight I've got quite a variety. Usual mix, country, pop, couple strange things. No wombats. Wombats are what I call the really oddball things I throw in every now and then. There's one tonight that might qualify as a wombat. I'll let you know when it comes up. We're going to start right off with Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus from 1992. For a number of years, Miley Cyrus was known as Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. Not anymore. Billy Ray Cyrus is now known as Miley Cyrus's father. She's become bigger than he ever came close to being. She's a regular industry on her own. This is his first big hit, Achy Breaky Heart, 1992. One thing it did was it started a line dancing craze in the United States after the video came out. If you want to see the video, go to YouTube and look up Achy Breaky Heart. So this is Achy Breaky Heart.
And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Billy Ray Cyrus singing My Achy Breaky Heart. We're going to stay in the country genre for a little bit. Next is one of my favorites from way back. This is from 1988. It's called We Believe in Happy Endings. It's sung by Earl Thomas Conley and Emmylou Harris. It was the only collaboration they ever did together. Went to number one. Emmylou Harris collaborates with a lot of great artists, Linda Ronstadt, John Denver, Dolly Parton. But this one time she sang with Earl Thomas Conley, who is a great country singer. I remember the song from 1978, just a little personal vignette. My marriage was dissolving. I didn't know it at the time exactly, but I knew we were in trouble. And I used to put this song on and lie on the couch and just listen to it and think, hey, maybe this is going to be true for me. This is my song, you know. We believe in happy endings. Everything's going to work out all right. Well, it didn't work out that way. So we believe in happy endings, at least sometimes.
Who can tell just how it starts? Angry words and broken hearts, till silently we sit apart, you and I. But in a while the anger's gone, and we forget who's right or wrong. Then one of us will end it all with just a smile.
We believe in happy endings. Earl Thomas Conley and Emmylou Harris. Great combination. Now we're going to jump genres. This is not country anymore. This is The Rose by Bette Midler. Bette Midler is a superstar, actress, singer, songwriter. Just, I think she does about everything you can think of. She didn't write this song, though. This is written by another woman named Amanda McBroom, who I hadn't heard of much, but when I looked her up, she's got quite a career resume, too. She wrote this song for the movie The Rose, which starred Bette Midler. Many have recorded it, but none, I think, up to this level.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love,
The Rose by Bette Midler. One of the parts there that gets me is the fact that if the rose is the seed, if you are the seed that becomes the rose, then you create love. You're not, it doesn't come to you. You bring it. I think it's a great way of seeing it, at least some of the time. The next song is about the end of love. Well, perhaps the ending. It's called If You Leave Me Now by a group called Chicago, recorded in 1976. And it was a big hit, went to number one. They were second only to the Beach Boys in American bands and sales during the 60s, 70s, and maybe even the 80s. They had 21 top 10 hits, and they were popular around the world. So this song was one of their biggest hits, If You Leave Me Now.
Take away.
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago from 1976. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Show comes to you on Monday nights at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7. WEHC is the college radio station of Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, southwest tip of Virginia, down near Tennessee, North Carolina, and West Virginia. And you can pick us up on the web. Go to ehc.edu, look for WEHC, and click your way through. Streaming, my show, of course, streams on Monday nights at 7, on Saturdays at 1. And there are a lot of other great shows. I also have some of my shows available if you want to hear them. Email me. It's Harry Baya. My email is hbaya, that's my last name, at ehc.edu, Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. So it's hbaya at ehc.edu. I'd love to get any comments, suggestions, you know, what do you like? What don't you like? What more would you like to hear? I'm going to play another one now. This is from the 50s. I'm from the 50s. This is one of the ones that sticks in my mind. I think it's Motown. It's a good song. It's called Speedo by the Cadillacs. The group formed in 1953, and I assume this was early in their career. It was somewhere in the 50s. I remember the song well. But this is one of the ones that kind of haunts me in its own little funny way. And I could never explain exactly why, but it does. And maybe it'll haunt you, and you'll keep hearing it for a few days. Here goes.
Boom, boom, boom. Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. No, for meeting brand new fellas and taking other folks' girls. Now they often call me Speedo, 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. Naughty, I can call me Speedo, 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women, and I've caused them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, I can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, I can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty, gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
That was Speedo by the Cadillacs. And now comes another classic. My favorites, all these songs are. Some of them, though, are I think of as just classics in their own. Even though I love them, they just seem to stand out from their genre. This is Lying Eyes by the Eagles, written by Don Henley. Don Henley was the lead singer for the Eagles for many years. This is in 1975 this song came out. It's a long song. Probably one of the longest ones I've played on my show. But I never noticed it was long. I just happened to notice right now looking at it. It never seemed long to me because it tells a story, and I get into that story every time. And I feel like I know these people. And there's happiness and sadness and tragedy, really, mixed together. So see what you think. This is called Lying Eyes.
Thank you. She tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
You can't.
My, you sure.
Lying Eyes by the Eagles. Well, I told you I might have something odd tonight, and the next song, I guess, qualifies. It's not a full-blown wombat. Remember, I call anything especially odd a wombat. But it's getting close. It's called Oak and Ash and Thorn. It's by a group known as Beggar's Velvet. They sang for 8 years, stopped singing in 1993. Classic folk. Good harmonies, a lot of a cappella stuff. I like this song. One of the notes on it said it's a Celtic tree worship song. So, Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet. And to me, it has sort of an ancient feel, reaching back into the history before our level of culture and civilization was what it is now.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Thorn of the dance or new Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in Churchill mould, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for sure to wise men choose, and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is spilled, and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must speak for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates, mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that anyway trusts her shade.
And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin.
For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring sudden her in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash, and England shall bide till judgment time by oak and ash and thorn.
That was Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet. The poem was written by Rudyard Kipling and the music by Peter Bellamy, although I think he drew on some more ancient tunes. It's a song that brings back the past, where people were in transition from their ancient roots to Christianity, as I think many of them still are now. Interesting song. The next song is by the Boers, a group that's from Johnson City. Well, at least they have roots in Johnson City. And I like this song a lot. It's a beautiful song. It's about looking back at an old homestead that's withered and remembering the old times when you grew up there and your parents were there and the parents are long gone. It's called A Beautiful Home. The group is called the Boers.
Our little cottage isn't here anymore. Just no crumbling chimney and a frame of a door. sweet precious memories, they're still standing strong. In a vision of childhood and a beautiful home. Now there's the old chalk line of the hillside, there's two crosses of stone, and they are the reason I see a beautiful home, a beautiful home.
writing a play or recording a radio show or doing things that have different parts, there is a concept called segue. The segue is the transition between one part and another. And often it's nice to have a smooth segue so that the listener, the reader, the viewer isn't sort of forced to make a big jump without any warning. Well, It's jump time. We're going to something back from the 50s, 1953. This is I Love Paris by Doris Day. And I'm going to Paris in about 2 weeks. I'll be there for a few days, then I'm going to southern France with my friend Phyllis, and we're going to be traveling. Should be an interesting trip. I don't know Paris at all. I'm not sure I'm going to like all of it, but I understand people do fall in love with Paris, and this song by Doris Day captures that. It's been sung by just about every great singer, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, one of the true classics. But I like Doris Day's version. It's a gentle, sweet version, and I'll be in Paris in late May, and I hope to have the same feelings that she has when she sings this song. So this is I Love Paris, and it's from 1953.
In the winter, when it drizzles, I love Paris. In the summer, when it sizzles, I love Paris every moment.
I Love Paris by Doris Day. Well, we're going to stay on the mellow track for a while. The next song is by Frank Sinatra. It's called It Was a Very Good Year. And as you grow old in life, as you age, you sometimes have these nostalgic feelings that he's describing. You look back on an era and the good things that happened there. These days, in this song, he's singing about some lovely ladies he knew. And he remembers them and says it was a very good year. And so I think this catches something about all our lives. And the older you get, the more it catches. So I hope you enjoy Frank Sinatra singing It Was a Very Good Year.
17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
It Was a Very Good Year by Frank Sinatra. I'd like to write a song like that. Now we're going to switch to a different genre. This is country. This is one of the songs that caught my attention a few years back, and I've really stayed with it. I've performed it. I've sung it with groups. I listened to it. And you can always learn something new about a song. It's called Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Randy Travis, and it's about a guy who... He made a mistake. He was in a marriage or a relationship, and he goofed, and he knew it. But it was too late, and she wouldn't have him back. And so he says he feels like a stone that she's thrown to the hard rock bottom of her heart. Well, what I learned about this song, I was looking it up, and it says that a very rare, it has a very rare and distinct rhythmic harmonica in the final 40 seconds of the song. Well, I've never noticed that. That should be interesting to listen for. So let's see if we can hear the rhythmic harmonica in the final 40 seconds of the song. But first, we've got to go through the story, and Randy Travis tells the story.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom. Its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out until our hearts get back in. I need your love, I miss it, I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying your
I couldn't hear any rhythm harmonica. Now, there's a sound in there I've always loved. I always thought it was a banjo. Maybe that's the rhythm harmonica. I'm going to have to listen more closely. Well, that was Randy Travis with The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. And it's a sad story he tells. I'm going to throw a little bit of a song in here just to give us something to, a little segue, and then I'll be out of here. So let's get on with this. This is a song I played a few months ago and I happen to like a lot. It's called That Was Before I Met You.
I saw before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine, but that was before I met you.
Well, I hate to end that, but I've got to. That was before I met you. It's been fun. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. Show comes to you on Monday nights from 7 to 8 and Saturdays from 1 to 2 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station here at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to wish you a good evening and a good week and encourage you to do the one thing I think we should do best of all, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.